Blog Talk Radio.
You're the only one. Set me free and save me, set your only son. I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who's
surrounded by ice cold haters, but my heart is still warm. Standing on the rock when I'm in the eye of the storm. You are the only one that can heal the broken man. I heard the whispers in the dark, but then you spoke a plan. I revere you, fear you, exalt you in me. I don't believe in you just because I was talked to. And you brought me through the storm and the fire and the flood. Since your only son could not deny the blood. So many they got it twisted what they think it's all about. They don't know that you're the only one. What can I do without? I want the fortune and the fame, only if you give it, save me from the scorching and the flame of the wicked. Cause I don't want anything if it'll interfere with my relationship with you. I'm really so sincere. As you fill me with your love, I start to know no fear. They can keep denying, but we serve you over here.
You're the only one. Let me free and save me, set your only son. I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who just you? You're the only one. Let me free and save me, set your only son. I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who just you?
You're so real, but some act like it's just debatable. And when they doubt you in their heart, that's when they play the fool. 24/7, 365, mercy brand new every day. Got the water and I'm thirsty. No way that I could ever pay you back for everything you do for me. And I'm really aware of that. You are the only one that's most worthy of all the praise. And it's just a waste of time and I serve you with all the days. And yes, I'm all amazed, you wait, but can I comprehend? Compared to you, I'm really small, so you love me more than a friend. You are the only one that I can still depend on. Friends left with the wind, I need some help, they've been gone. It's sad I let myself down repeatedly. Not to mention others often wonder what you see in me. You still treated me like I was something special. Stay by my side, even when I left you.
You're the only one. Let me free and save me, set your only son. I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who just you? You're the only one. Set me free and save me, set your only son. I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who just you?
Can you feel it in your spine? Can you feel the chill? Presence of the spirit of the most high, really real. Don't need the tree or the grape that's fermented. I just need the supernatural high, authentic. The water cleanses, but the fire purify. Yeshua made me closer, overcomer made me certify. We can walk through the fire and on the water. We can heal the sick and raise the dead from the slaughter. Really not us, most high, working through. Father, forgive us for being double-minded, hurting you. Now we find a single mind and we put you foremost. To joy that fill my soul whenever we get more close. I feel you cause you mighty, but I wanna be more intimate. Your power, mercy and your love is so unlimited. Nothing can compare to you, so necessary. Set me free, rescue me from the cemetery.
You're the only one. Set me free and save me, set your only son.
I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who just you?
You're the only one. Set me free and save me, set your only son.
I need you, I love you, I trust you. Who can save me from myself? Who just you?
You're the only one. That's your only son.
Shout out to the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah, what's crackling? We up in here. You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much, much love to all those that's listening. The call in number 714-202-9959. We up in here. Today's topic is There Is Only One God. Yep, it's the truth. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, hey, you don't change the fact that God's still who he is. You know what I'm talking about? There's only one God. You know what I'm talking about? This is part two from last week's broadcast of, you know, how everybody believes in one devil. Then when it comes down to God, then, you know, how many religions or how many gods that people have made up. You know what I'm saying? But how are we going to believe in unity that there is just one devil? You know what I'm saying? And then when it comes down to God, we seem to be confused. But Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He is the life. You know what I'm talking about? before we move further and jump into this thing, let's go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up again on this and giving us another beautiful day. Father, thank you for bringing us to this point where you have us at in our lives, Father. Thank you for all the many blessings that you've blessed us with, Father. Thank you for, you know, just continuing to make us into the image of your Son, Father. Continue to lead us and guide us, Father. Let us continue to walk with you and trust you and follow you, Father, and obey you. Let your will be done this day, Father. Please get the glory from this broadcast, and please be pleased with our praise. We now decrease all the way, Father, so that you may increase all the way in us. We do this for your glory, and you know it. So, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The blood of Jesus is against all evil. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your will be done. Amen. For sure. We up in here, man. I see we got a phone call. Appreciate you waiting. The caller from 740. About to get you on right now. Hold on. Right quick. Young G, what up, man?
Hello?
What's going on? 740, you online. What up, Young G?
All right. 740, you online. What's up, man?
Hello?
What's going on?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, man. What's happening?
It's
Preacher Boy.
This Preacher Boy, man.
What's going on
What's
with
up,
you, Preacher
King?
Boy?
What's up, man? I'm up in Ohio, man.
Okay, then. That's
Ohio,
what I'm talking about.
Man,
I was out of town for a while, man. I said, let me call my brothers and check on them, see how they doing, man.
Yes, sir. We
yeah,
up in here, man.
Same faces, man.
Still looking forward to that July 26th, too, bruh.
Yes, sir.
July 26th, yep.
Untamed. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get this message down. I'm still writing new songs, man. I wrote a one yesterday. Say it's the title of it. Say they want the money, but they ain't about the ministry.
They want the money, but they ain't about the mission.
They ain't about the ministry.
Ministry, okay.
Right.
Yeah, some folk do be like that. Yes, sir. Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it ready for the concert, man.
All right. That's what it is. Appreciate you checking in with us, man.
How y'all been doing, man?
Been good, man. Been great. You know what I'm talking about? In spite of, you know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
For sure, man. Like you say, man, appreciate you tuning in, bro, calling in and everything, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. No.
Young G, what up, man?
Yep. No.
What's cracking, man? What the big? Man, we appreciate you being loyal.
Calling the people, man.
Hey, man, first of all, let me shout out, man, all the people, man, all the prayers y'all been sending up. You know, the homie Genesis been going through some things over here. But nevertheless, testimony ain't that I'm going, but I'm making it through. You understand that? Because in the midst of everything, you know, God is the same God today that he was yesterday, and he's going to be the same God tomorrow if he allows us to see it. So, you know, I'm just thankful and I'm grateful, man, for God's grace, his mercy, his faithfulness, you understand me? I'm thankful, you know, for the broadcast, man. You know, I listened to the broadcast on last week, and I appreciate the prayers that went up for me, man. And again, man, shout out, man, to everybody that's calling in, listening to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thank you, everybody that tuned in to the broadcast by way of archive listens on the internet. Hey, man, we just appreciate it, man, because the Bible declares that one can take 1,000 and two can send 10,000 to flight. And, you know, the enemy likes to come in and stick his head in situations and try to cause confusion in an effort to distract us from doing what God called us to do. But like the homie always said over there, man, we got to understand it's one God, just like it's one Satan. And we live in a society where, you know, they perpetuate a lot of different beliefs. You know, they believe in a bunch of different gods and, you know, but everybody seems to believe in one Satan or one devil. But, you know, Right. Everybody feels like we got, you know, this God or that God. It's one God, man, you know what I mean? And we should all be united with the spirit of love, you know what I mean? Because his essence dwells in all of us, which is his spirit. You understand that? His presence.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, when hip-hop meets the Christ, we promote the Christ. So we have to personify that love that Christ shown. And, you know, I'm in a situation now, Oasis, and you know firsthand because you're walking with me in this, to where I have no choice but to show the love of Christ when everything is working odds against me, opposition against me, family against me, people against me. But, you know, at the end of the day, if God be for you, who can be against me. And I want to encourage the listeners right now. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. But today, right now, you're going to get this Jesus. And you need to know that according to Romans chapter 8, if God is for you, nobody can be against you. You have to be like Paul say, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing. No peril, no sword, no nakedness, no hunger. Even violent murder, if I die from a violent murder, it still can't separate me from God. You understand that? No things present, no things to come. You know what I mean? So no matter what we're going through, don't let your situation pull you away from the source. You understand what I'm saying? Which is God. So these words of encouragement and inspiration from your homie Genesis over here, man. I'm feeling good, Oasis. I'm feeling like God is breathing life back through my nostrils, bro, because it's been heavy.
Right.
And heavy is still ahead, you know what I mean? But, hey, like Christ said, nevertheless, I must be about my Father's business. So I'm going to be about his business,
right,
man, and we're going to turn up, and we ain't going to turn down.
That's right. And then you keep on with that attitude, you're going to be victorious, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
That's how we do it,
believe,
man. We don't give up on the Lord, man. You know what I'm saying? Never give up on the Lord, man, because he always going to come in there, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man.
Right.
Today's topic, there is only one God. Remember, man, check it out, man. The devil, he ain't the one that died for you. God the one that got up there on the cross and died for you. Yeah. God is Jesus. Jesus is God. Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. That's why he's so important, man. That's why you can't serve God without realizing and accepting Jesus the Christ, man. Y'all better recognize. You're going to learn today. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And y'all know we don't hold no punches, man. We stay turned up. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. In Isaiah 44, the 6th through the 8th verses, God is saying, there is no other God besides me. And then he said, if there is, let him speak. If there is, declare it to him so that he can know. You know what I'm saying? But we are his witnesses, man. There's only one God on this earth, man. There's only one God, period. We exist because of him. He don't exist because of us. We exist because of him. Ain't nobody created him. He is. I am. That's him. I am. You know what I'm talking about? Well, who created God? His answer for you is I am. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. So if there is any other God, let him speak in verse 7. From Isaiah 44. I'm talking about, man, who's bad? You know what I'm talking about? Who God like that? Only one God. Like I said, the devil didn't die for you. God did. The devil hates man, or the devil hates humans. But Jesus loves humans. The devil is an already defeated foe. Remember that when he doing stuff to you. Remind him. When he reminding you of your shortcoming, remind him of his fate. Remind him of who he is. Man, you already defeated, devil. Get out of my face. You ain't got no business talking to me. I am victorious through the Christ. So Jesus is the one that will never be defeated. They already tried. They already killed Jesus. He's still living. See what I'm saying? That's God. One God. Jesus will never be defeated. He is victorious, man. There is no other way, period. We're going to clear all this up today over here when hip-hop meets the Christ. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way. He ain't giving you no alternative. I am the truth. I am the life. You know what I mean? But you got free will if you're going to choose him or not. Either you're going to choose him, which is the right way, or you're going to choose the wrong way. And that's any other way. Everybody knows there's a right and a wrong way. Well, guess what? Jesus is the right way. There is only one evil or bad force. But guess what else? There is also one good or great force. Don't get it twisted. Satan's power cannot match up to nor exceed God Almighty's power. Remember that. Just because Satan is God's enemy, Satan's power does not match up to nor exceed God Almighty's power, man. Like I said, Satan is the one that killed Christ. You know what I'm saying? Had him killed. I know people killed him, but Satan influenced him to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Influenced them to kill the Christ. You know what I'm saying? But he could not even be kept in the grave, even though they sealed it up and everything. You know what I'm talking about? You tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. We up in here. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. We about to get into another song, man, and then we're going to jump into all these scriptures. There's only one God. Whether you believe it or not, it still don't change the fact that God is who he is. Well, I don't believe in God. He's still God Almighty. And guess what? He heard you when you said, I don't believe in them. Yeah. We'll be right back, man, after these messages. When hip hop meets the Christ. Deuces. Tune in, you best believe We are exalting Jesus the Christ. We ain't exalting no money. We ain't exalting our ministry. We ain't exalting nothing but Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? And God as the Father and Creator of all. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Today's topic, there's only one God. Yep, there's only one God, man. It's mighty funny how, you know, nobody don't have a problem with you until you follow the Christ. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no problem with how you're living. They don't have no problem with nothing else until you following Jesus and preaching Jesus and, you know what I mean? Like actually walking with Jesus and telling other folks about Jesus. That's when they have a problem. You know what I'm saying? But you can cuss somebody out all day. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. They gonna, you know, back in the day, they be like, darn, they got a foul mouth. You know what I'm saying? This time, they say that if you say it's Jesus. If you're saying Jesus, that's their reaction. Oh, they got a foul mouth. What's wrong with you? And Jesus is the Savior of the whole world. Matter of fact, everything that was created through Jesus the Christ. That's why he's so important. That's why you can't get rid of him. You know what I mean? That's why you feel two ways when you hear his name. You either get that joy stirred up in you, or you get that devil stirred up in you. You know what I'm talking about? Because the devil is the only one that hates Jesus the Christ. Yep, we clearing up all this foolishness. Yep, we going against all religions. Yeah, I don't care what religion you are. You know what I mean? Jesus did not come here and die and go through this stuff just for us to believe in a freaking religion. Do you think that's all Jesus' life is valuable for, just to give you religion? Huh? Religion, a whole bunch of rules and regulations that you ought to live by? No, my Lord and Savior came in here to fulfill the law. That's why it's no longer the rules and regulations that qualify you. You know what I'm saying? It's the Christ that qualifies you. You know what I'm saying? When you receive him. Yep. Religion deals with your behavior. But even the commandments, the original commandments from the Bible, they weren't even to teach us how to behave, but they were to teach us how to love. You know what I mean? Because the Bible says, you know, when somebody asks Jesus, you know, what should I do to be saved? And he said, about the commandments. And the dude said, well, I feel I do all these commandments. He said, well, you know, the first and greatest commandments are this, love God and love people. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love people. And he said, and on these two hang all the law and the prophets. And then it's another scripture that says, love is the fulfillment of the whole law. Maybe that's why people are leaving church, because y'all are not loving them. You won't let God in your life enough. You won't submit to God enough, you know, God can draw them by his love through you. You have to stay decreased. You can't be selfish or anything like that. You know what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, Young G, you still tuned in, bro?
I'm Young G.
You got to know that, bro. Where I'm going to go?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, man, I want you to tell them about the Christ, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they heard about the Christ. Okay, just in case they ain't heard about the Christ, I want you to tell them.
First of all, man, do you recall back in Matthew, the story of Virgin Mary, right? Well, she was impregnated before Joseph even touched her. Now, Joseph was confused, slightly reluctant to take her as his wife. I suppose it was because he never seen nothing like that in his life. I can't imagine all the pain he felt when he looked in her eyes, because he thought the love he had deep down inside had died. But then the Lord appeared to Joseph in the form of a dream. He told him not to be afraid, because it's not like it seems. He said, what she conceives is of the Holy Spirit indeed. And it ain't no need to fear that spirit, because it cometh from me. Then he told him that he came to save his people from sin. And as a result of that, his name shall be called Jesus then. So you ain't heard about the Christ? You sure you ain't heard about the Christ? Oh, I know you done heard about the Christ. But for those of you who haven't, he is a living sacrifice. You understand me? Now, as we turn you a little bit further, before I forget to tell you, check out the miracles he did when he was no longer a kid. He gathered about 12 disciples, named them. Got, 12 faithful followers, named them disciples, gave them simple instructions, and began his cycle. He went from preaching to teaching, soul reaching. The people spread his word.
That's why we thought y'all had heard. But just in case you ain't never heard it, I'm going to tell you the word. He healed the sick, saved the sinners, even raised up the dead. 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, over 5,000 people got fed. And when we thought that he was finished, Jesus wasn't done yet. He still did something so special that I can never forget. Because of this, I owe my life and I owe all my respect. So you ain't heard about the Christ? You sure you ain't heard about the Christ? Now, I know you done heard about the Christ, but in case you haven't, he is a living sacrifice. Now, in the last few chapters, about 38, 39 verses, something like that, the Son of Man, he was betrayed. And then his pain got much worse. He had to carry a cross with a thorn crown on the top of his head. They nailed his hands, they nailed his feet, and they left him up there for dead. And then they took him off the cross and put him inside a cave. But on the third day, he rose up, got up out that grave. Don't need to worry about your debts, because all debts have been paid. No need to fret, no need to trip, no need to cry, no need for rage, because he has risen. So again, I ask, you ain't heard about the Christ? You sure you ain't heard about the Christ? I know you done heard about the Christ, but in case you haven't, when hip-hop meets the Christ, Jesus is, he was, and he will forever be the living sacrifice. You already know what it is, man. When hip-hop meets the Christ, you understand that? You're going to get this Jesus today. This your homie, Young Genesis, man. God's youth need education, so I still speak. What's up with it, O?
Man, you know me, man. You know me,
okay,
still, you know, basking in his presence. You know what I'm saying? I like what you said when you, you know, when you said, because of this, I owe my life and I owe all my respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's what we need to do. A lot of people be saying Jesus. A lot of people be honoring God with their mouth, but they never reverence him as
with
God. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let him in your heart.
Man, but we up in here. Right. We up in here, man. You know what I mean? We showing y'all that this is some real. This some real stuff. Like, you actually can have a real relationship with God. You know what I mean? You actually can follow Jesus the Christ for real. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Yeah, man. We up in here, man. But yeah, like I said, man, there's only one God. Just like there's only one enemy. You know what I mean? There's only one evil or bad force. It's like we always believe it. I mean, we know that. There's only one evil or bad force. It's a shame that we grab hold of that. You know what I mean? Instead of grab a hold to the real, to the truth. You know what I'm saying? Why is always, you know, people can stress out with the quickness, but then we can't believe God. You know what I'm saying? For the quickness. Yeah, man. But yeah, we up in here, man. Hey, Young G, talk to the people right quick, man. I got to handle a monthly task right quick. I know you just talked to him.
Well,
you right.
Know,
get the mic,
man.
Get the mic right now.
You got to tell me how long you need. You dig it? But first of all, man, Oasis, you were talking about something, man, about, you know, why people, a lot of people may be leaving the church or won't come to the church. You know what I mean? And I want to weigh in on that, because there's a lot of people that has been confused by the church or have received, I like to call them, mixed messages. Because we'll say love, we'll sing about love. But the problem comes in when it's time to show real love. Like, anybody can love when everything is good and when you look good, you got clean clothes on, this, that, and the third. But the love actually kicks in when you're not dressed as beautifully as others, or, you know what I mean? When you don't have money to put in the offering plate, or when you come in and you really going through a struggle, and the church is there because they're supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak. They're supposed to, you know, wrap you up in love and love and show you mercy and kindness and gentleness, the same things that Christ represented. But instead, we live in a society where the church is judging and preaching condemnation as opposed to repentance and salvation. And that's what Christ gave the commandment to the disciples. In Matthew chapter 10, he told the disciples, when he sent them out by twos, he told them to go, you know, to the lost sheep. And he told them to preach, repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't tell them to preach condemnation, or he didn't tell them to preach judgment. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged, for whatever judgment that you judge, so shall you also be judged. So former pastor used to tell us like this, when you point one finger at somebody, you got three fingers pointed right back at you. So it doesn't do you well to live a life of judgment and condemnation, because Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And in order to be in Christ Jesus, all you have to do is believe that he is. Believe in the one who sent him. You understand that? You have to open up your heart and accept him. We're talking about relationship over here. This one, hip-hop meets Christ. We are transparent over here. We see through. You know what I mean? We don't hide nothing from God. How you going to hide something from the real All-Seeing-Eye? How you going to hide something from the omnipresent one that's everywhere at the same time? How you going to hide something from the omniscient one, the all-knowing? Huh? How you going to hide something from the omnipotent, the all-powerful one? It's not possible. You understand? And once we have this understanding and this realization that there is nowhere we can go and we can be separated from God. Even David understood that. David said, even if I go to the depths of hell, Lord, you're still there. He said, there's no escaping you. And so right here this morning, we need you to know that even though we live in a world and we live in a society where, you know, they promote various types of gods, or, you know, we need to understand that there is only one God. There will always be only God. You understand? And you know God, and you know the children of God by the love that they show. You understand? So just because you're mad at me doesn't excuse you from the commandment that you have that God gave you to show love. God said, oh, no man, nothing but to love them. One of the great commandments is this, love thy neighbor as thyself. What are you saying, G? Love. God is love. Huh? Christ was the personification of that love. He was love in the physical form. And the Bible declares that God wanted Christ to be the firstborn among many brethren. So Genesis has to be the personification of love. Oasis has a mandate to be the personification of love. You have a mandate. Preacher Boy have a mandate. King Chevy Boy, King Big Hurt, all the kings ordained by God that tune in and support this movement that we own, we have a mandate from God to become just like Christ, the personification of love. Not perfect, but the personification of love. Because Christ, and God ain't calling us, God is not calling us to be perfect. He's calling us to allow himself to be perfected through us, through the works that he will do through us, but he can't do works through us unless we invite him in with the spirit of love. That's all charity is love, 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 love. Love hopes all things, believes all things, forgives all things, and holds no records of wrong. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. But it's only one place you can get this love. It's agape love. That's an unconditional love. And it comes from one God. One God, one love. One purpose. To spread that love, spread that gospel of Jesus Christ, that good news, that hope when you don't have no hope. You need to know that there is one God that's sitting. And he's looking, and all he's waiting is the opportunity to show himself to you and to show himself to the world through you. All he wants is somebody that's going to be bold enough to say, God, just like the book of Romans said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it's the power unto salvation to all who believe. So you got to believe. You got to believe in this one God. You can't believe in this benefit. You can't believe in the miracles and the works that he do without believing in him. How you going to love God for what he does and not for who he is? Oasis, I'm passing the mic back to you, King.
Yeah, man, I like that, man. Get the mic fired up and pass it this way. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I missed last week, sir. Bro, so I got to get it in this week.
Well, we going to get it, man. We about to go all the way. You know what I'm saying? All the way live. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't calling none of your gods, your so-called gods, name out. We're going to represent this Christ. We're going to, if it ain't what the Bible calling then, it's faith. You know what I'm talking about? It's a demon. Y'all can hit me up. Yeah, it don't matter. When hip-hop meets the Christ at hotmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I would tell you to call in, but my switchboard gone right now. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man, there's only one God. You know what I'm saying? There's only one human race. There's only one blood. You know what I'm talking about? And then there was only one sacrifice that God accepted for all of our sins. That don't matter if you believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? We're going to represent this Christ. You're going to get this Jesus. You're going to get the truth up in here, man. Not no made-up stuff, not no watered-down nothing. This is the truth over here when hip-hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So, like I said, the devil didn't die for you. God did. For sure. All right, so, man, let's go ahead and jump into some of these scriptures. I believe we touched on a few of them last week. Matter of fact, scratch that. Let me see where we're going to go. We're going to start this. We're going to go to Acts. Acts, the second chapter. Go ahead and jump into these scriptures, man. Acts chapter number 2. We're going to look at verse number 36. We're going to get this Jesus today. The devil is a liar and Christ is the truth. Why do we embrace the liar more than the truth? Because what? Because it's easier. Yeah, the broad and wide, easy way leads you straight to hell in the lake of fire. But the very challenging way, the good, upright way that God created you to be, leads you into eternal life with your creator, which is God and your Father. Acts chapter number 2, verse 36 says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus. Let all the world know. You know what I mean? We're going to let all the world know that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified or whom you're rejecting, both Lord and Christ. Can't get mad at the way that God made, but you sure be trying, don't you? But even if you do get mad and reject it, you still can't change the fact that the only way you get to heaven is through Jesus the Christ. That's right. The only way that you get to heaven and get to experience eternal life with God, your creator and father, is you have to go his way. And his way is Jesus. You don't believe me? Okay. Yeah, you don't believe the Bible? It don't change the fact that's in the Bible. You know what I mean? You can't change God because you don't, you know, because of how you believe in him. You might change who he is to you because of your belief, but it still don't change who he is. He is. You know what I mean? That's his name. I am. You know what I'm talking about? One of his names. I am. Let's go over here. We still in Acts, go to the fourth chapter, though. Fourth chapter, we're going to look at the 12th verse, and we encourage everybody to get into the whole word of God for yourself. You got to do that. You got to. No way around it. Get into the whole word of God for yourself. Don't be taking no bits and pieces of it. Ooh, I like this part. Oh, but I don't like that part. Yeah, the Bible's supposed to cut you up and make you, you know, bandage you up too. That's what God do. You know what I mean? He breaks you, but he builds you back up. That's what a potter does. You know what I mean? Even if the builders, you know what I mean? If the foundation ain't right, they won't build on it. You know what I mean? And if they build on it, then they know it's not right. They can still tear it down and reconstruct that thing. You know what I'm talking about? So same thing with God, man. You know what I mean? He's the one that made us upright. We fell down, and he still made us some clothes. You know what I'm talking about? Still made us some clothes, Adam and Eve. You know what I'm talking about? Acts the 4th chapter, verse 12. It says, nor, matter of fact, since we was talking about builders, Acts 4 and 11 says, this is the stone, talking about Jesus being that stone, this is the stone, which was rejected by you builders. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Check it out. Verse 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other name. Yeah. You can't get saved in Oasis' name. Can't get saved in Genesis' name. There's no salvation in the church name. You know what I'm saying? But nor is there salvation in any other name. For there is no other name under heaven. No other name under God. No other name under heaven given among humans by which we must be saved. You know what I'm saying? You mad at who Christ is? You mad at God. You're rejecting Christ. Guess what? You're rejecting God, even if you think you're following. Well, I follow God. I just don't believe in Jesus. Well, that's a demon. You know what I'm talking about? That you're looking after, or you're ignorant of something. Because the only way that we can get to know God is through Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? That's the only way that you will be able to love and fulfill this love, let love flow through you, is if you know Christ. You got to follow Christ. Christ is the same as God. God Almighty, the Father, God Almighty, the Son, and God Almighty, the Holy Spirit equals one God. So there is no other way, period. And we ain't scared to say it. You know what I'm saying? There is no other way, period. Everybody knows that there is a right way and a wrong way. But guess what? Jesus is the right way. You know what I'm talking about? We the ones that had a problem. You know, our problem, but God is the one that had a plan to fix our problem. Yeah, we messed up. You got to look at yourself. Yeah, man, Adam and Eve, man, they messed up and messed us all up. Now, you got your own choices. You don't always make the right choices. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real. We all have done wrong. And we all are still subject to do wrong at any moment, no matter how strong you think you are, no matter, you know what I mean, how far you've come, you're still subject to doing wrong because you still have a sinful nature. You know what I'm saying? A sinful nature that the devil caters to, the sinful nature. You know what I mean? The sinful nature is against God. The sinful nature is your physical, you know what I mean? Your being led by your mind, will, and being led by your mind and your five senses by themselves alone without the Christ. Now, God gave them to us, but, you know, people are trying to live and operate their life without the one and only true God. That's why, you know, you have a lot of people embracing the devil, embracing the dark side, because it's easier. You know, they coming out with so many. Y'all remember they had all these moon movies and with the werewolves, and then they came with the vampires, and now they got even more. They still releasing even more dark movies, you know what I'm saying, and darker movies. But where is the church at? Too busy looking at somebody that got the short skirt on and condemning them. Too busy looking at somebody that put the trees in there and condemning them. You know what I'm saying? Forgetting that we all have sinned and fall short, you know, of the glory of God. Even David, the man after God's own heart, he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, every day. Because when you put yourself up against or compare yourself to the perfect standard that was set by God Almighty, you will realize that, man, nobody can do this. But it is God, but nobody can do this but God. And well, maybe God can be the one to do it through you. You know what I'm saying? For sure. But the bottom line is we are all sinners. And sinners deserve to die. Put everybody in that category. We all are sinners. God made man upright. He made humans upright. But we sought out many schemes. We fail. You know what I'm saying? We failed the test. All right? God made us right. But the bottom line is now we are all sinners. And sinners deserve to die and be eternally separated from God Almighty. But there is great news, so don't get scared right now because you still have hope. Get scared if you continue to live your life in embracing the things that, you know, that the sinful nature wants. Yeah, be scared of that. But there is great news if you decide that you want to come over here and follow the Christ. God is the one that made the way of escape for all of us. You know what I mean? He made the way of escape for all those who are willing, your free will, willing to accept it. Are you willing to accept and receive Jesus? Willing to accept it. Jesus the Christ is the only way to escape the punishment and wrath of God. That's right. Jesus the Christ is the only way to escape the punishment and wrath of God that we deserve. Jesus died for our sins, not his own sins, okay? He never sinned. He died for our sins, not his. Romans 3:23. Matter of fact, let's go there. Let's look at Romans. Romans, the third chapter, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Verse 24 says, being justified freely by his grace, though. See, you don't have to, you can't do nothing but receive it. It's free. Jesus said it's finished. And he presented that to God. So God then accepts us into his family. Because we are all justified freely. If we all are sinners, Jesus died for us all, then we all can be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And don't worry about people who condemn you. People did not get up on the cross and die for you. You see what I'm saying? God is the one that got up on the cross and died for you as Jesus, Yahshua. You know what I mean? The Christ. He's the one that got up there. He is the living sacrifice, like my homie Genesis told y'all earlier. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? What up, young G? I'm pushing play, man. If you got anything to add, man. What's crackling, homie?
One thing, like you say, man, you know what I mean? It was Christ, man, that got up on that cross and died. And certainly, you know, if he had chosen so, you know, he could have taken himself down as well as the ones that was up there with him. But he knew that sacrifice, it was necessary, because he knew that we was going to encounter the opposition that we encounter every day. So therefore, he had to go to the extreme level of suffering and enduring of pain so that he can relate to us on any and every level. There's not a level that Christ can't understand. That's why the word of God says no temptation has overcome you than that is common to man. It don't say no temptations have tempted you, no temptations have come around you. It say no temptation has overcome you than that is common to man. You understand what I'm saying? So Christ knows, he understands. God knows. You understand? That's why he sent his son in the likeness of man. And what's the difference between the two? Huh? Christ was God in the physical form of man. You understand that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you do have to know that if you don't know nothing else. And you also got to know, like Oasis was just saying, forget about people. I'm learning. Trust me, I'm learning. I can't speak about nobody else's experience or nobody else's testimony or none of that. But you know, we're transparent over here when hip hop meets Christ. We aim to be like David in that aspect, because no matter what we do, we can't hide from God anyway. So we're constantly repenting, constantly confessing our faults, and we're constantly, you know, allowing God that permission and that room to do whatever he sees fit in us, because we admit that, hey, at the blink of an eye, God will let you down. Every day we fall, just like everybody else. But it's not the falling. We're getting back up because we ain't worried about people.
Right?
There is no condemnation. Who can call us guilty if God says we're not? Who can call us cursed if God says we're blessed? You know? So you have to take your eyes off of the people. Take your eyes and hey, listen, man. Your pastor ain't God. Stop putting all that emphasis on your pastors, because guess what?
Uh-huh.
What happens is when you realize that your pastors are just humans just like you, we are confused because you forget that they fall too. Yes, there is not a pastor that is righteous. There is not one. If you don't read the word of God that says there is none righteous, no, not one. These ain't my words.
Right.
There is not a pastor that is living a sinless life. There is not any evangelist. There is not a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
There is not an apostle. Or a teacher,
preach,
or a minister,
preach,
or a choir director, or a musician, or someone singing in the choir, or one of these gospel artists. There is no one out here in this earth that is completely blameless and without sin. And like Christ said, he that is without sin, cast the first stone. Genesis, I'd be the first one to tell you, I fall every day. I don't even know why God even see fit to use me like he do. I don't. But guess what? Because of his love, I have no choice but to love. And until the day I die, I'm going to be a mouthpiece for him. Why? Because I supposed to have died a long time ago in my sin. But he saw fit to make me righteous every day. God makes us righteous. It's not your righteousness. It's not the charity. It's not the tithe and the offering, your church attendance, the Bible reading, or it's none of that. It is God himself that makes us righteous. It is his righteousness that makes us righteous. Because our righteousness and holiness is still filthy rags in his sight. That's according to the word of God. You don't have to take Genesis' word for it. Get in that word, read it for yourself, find out what's cracking. You understand me?
All right.
But once again, it's one God. One God. One God. One God. One God.
one God, huh? And we represent him to the fullest over here on what's this broadcast, Oasis?
When hip hop meets the one only true God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, man.
We up in here. We up in here, man. We about to get into another song, man, by that Kirk Franklin, man. Hey, if the quality of the sound is messed up, hey, just get these words, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm playing this off my stereo because, you know, we going through a thing over here. But we still, like, this is always me saying,
yep,
man,
yep.
We going through it, though. We going through it, and we going to the next level, you know what I'm saying, to the higher level, the higher calling of God Almighty, man. You know what I'm talking about? There is only one God. You're going to learn today. You know what I'm talking about? Believe that. When hip-hop meets the Christ.
How you doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Y'all want that couch?
Yeah.
Do y'all want that couch? I said, do y'all want that couch?
Yeah.
That couch?
Yeah. Everybody wanna be like you, right? I won't come and play like you.
Thank you.
There's too many churches of entertainment that just want to sit there and be a show and distract you.
But we represent the true church like Christ, the church of liberation. That's what salvation is all about. God freeing you from the power and the penalty of sin. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean you won't fall short, but you ain't got to live under that sin and let sin be a burden. You know what I'm saying? You fall and you go to the throne of grace and get the help, and God will restore you, because that's what he do. He is the resurrection. He is the restorer. You know what I mean? He is the renewer. That's what he does, man. He is the life. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. Today's topic, there is only one God. We ain't ashamed to say it. We ain't ashamed to represent Jesus, the Christ. Because I especially don't want him to be ashamed to represent me. Look, what if Jesus do us the way that we do him? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know Jesus, but then you know Jesus in the corner right here. What if Jesus did you like that? Well, you didn't, and that's what it says. If you don't confess me before humans, I'm not going to confess you before my Father. That's what Jesus said. No way around it. You know what I'm saying? So don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to true freedom, true salvation. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Here we go. Let's go ahead and jump in this thing, man. One more thing I'm going to say about some lyrics that stuck out to me in that Kirk Franklin song. It said, death, hell, and the grave could not conquer Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And I want to add one more to it. Death, hell, the grave, and the devil could not and will not conquer Jesus. And guess what? You the one that let Jesus live inside you, so death, hell, the grave, and the devil cannot stop you either. There is no God like our God, Father, and Creator. That's why we are here representing the truth. And we know God got our back. You know what I'm saying? We know he got our back, man. So that's why we can go ahead and do this thing, man. You have to esteem the things of God higher than the things of man. Esteem, you know, live by your faith more than what you live by what you see. You know what I'm saying? Let your faith influence more of your life than what you see. Because if you can see it, it's temporary. Whether it's good or bad, it's temporary. You know what I'm saying? Life in Christ, that's eternal. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians. Again, shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. We really do appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? 1 Corinthians, let's see what chapter this is going to be. First Corinthians, I got the verses on here, but I lost the chapter, but I believe we're going to still, I think it's chapter 15, let me make sure. Yeah, that's it. So that's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Keep hearing some clicking on my phone. Hey, Young G, you know we used to hear the echo. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm hearing clicking, so I guess they're recording or listening. Well, good. Because if you're listening, then Jesus is listening too. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what we're doing, giving you this Jesus. No,
but
I'm not telling you,
man. They good. They listening, because they going to get this Jesus too. You all good, bro. Yeah, they need to hear this. They need to listen. Tune in. I bet
right.
You won't do nothing.
That's right. Right, because no weapon
formed
against
me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Huh? He has tried time and time again, and he's been unsuccessful. So I am convinced that nothing shall separate me from the love of God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
They don't know why.
You got something brewing. Yes, well, God got something brewing. That's what I'm saying, man. Your arm's too short to box with God. So that's all you can do is be spectators. You ain't going to do nothing. Do something. You know what I'm saying? And you're still going to get this Jesus if you do something. Because you can't kill the Christ. You can't kill the witness of the Christ, man. You know what I mean? The blood bears witness that he was here. The spirit bears witness that he was here. And, you know, the water also that he was baptized in bears witness that he was here. He shed blood on the earth. You know what I mean? His spirit is still here. So let's get this Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I'm going to start. Let me see. Let's start at verse 53. 1 Corinthians, verse 15. We're going to start at verse 53 and read through 58. And it says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. See, it must. It's not an option. This corruptible man, this fallen state, Adam and Eve, this corruptible flesh must put on incorruption. That means you're going to live forever. And this mortal must put on immortal. That means you're going to be you can't not be destroyed. Either way it go, you know what I'm saying? Whether you choose God or you choose the devil, you're going to live forever and you're going to be immortal. You see what I'm saying? That means you will not be able to be destroyed. You know what I'm saying? So that means when you go to hell, if you choose the devil, you ain't going to be able to die. You will not be destroyed. You're going to be immortal. You're going to live forever in one or two places and with one or two people. Well, the devil ain't going to even live in hell in the lake of fire. He's going to be burned up with you if you choose him. You know what I'm saying? But you will want to be immortal if you are going to benefit from living this eternal life. You don't want to go to hell and it's so hot down there, and you're thirsty. You're never able to get anything to drink to cool your thirst, and then your skin get burned off because it's so hot, and then it grows back and then burns off again. You don't, come on, man. Immortal, though. You got life and death in front of you. You choose. You know what I'm saying? Which one you going to serve. But this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Not death swallowed me up, but death got swallowed up by the victory of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Which makes us victorious as well. Verse 55 says, O death, where is your sting? Huh? O Hades, or O hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Because the law is constantly pointing out to you your sin. You know what I'm saying? But God does not even do that. When you get the Holy Spirit, he ain't constantly pointing out what you're doing wrong. He's going to prompt you. Like, oh, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going to remind you to do things. You don't live that way no more. You're this way now. So your desires and everything will change, right? Verse 57 says, but thanks be to God. See there? Thanks goes to God. Thanks goes to Jesus. God was in Jesus performing his will, all right? It's like he's in you, performing your will. But you are not Jesus. Don't get it twisted. Jesus lives inside you. He lives inside of us. You know what I mean? Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus the Christ. That's why we can say, boldly, do something. If you're listening, do something then. You know what I'm saying? You want to eavesdrop and tap into something? Do something. Because God, thanks be to God, who he's the one that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren and sisterin, be steadfast, young Genesis, immovable, always abounding, always growing and working in the work of the Lord, knowing, you got to know this now, that your labor that you're doing for the kingdom, that you're doing for God, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. People might look over you all day. People might dog you out all day, every day. But God is watching. Don't forget God is watching. And that's who we all have to give an account to. Whether you're being picked on or you're the one picking, everybody got to give an account to God Almighty. And that is that's what changes your life. Once you realize that, wait, hold on, man. I got to give account to God. He is the judge. Matter of fact, God, see everything I'm doing, I better stop. Let me see what I can do to put a smile on God's face. You know what I'm talking about? So thank God. Be encouraged. Thank God always. And everything give thanks, even in the seemingly bad stuff. How am I supposed to thank God when all this is that? Thank God, man, regardless. You know he's working everything out for you good. That's why you thank him. Don't ever blame him. Stop. We need to stop that. Yes, he controls everything. Yes, he can change it like this, that, and the other. He can change it with the quickness. But that's not how he operates. It's not for him to just sit up here and do whatever a commandment we give him. We got to do every commandment that he gives us. And his commandments are not burdensome. All he tells us to do is love me and love people. Who can't do that, man? Come on, man. That's why you need his word. That change your heart. If your heart too hard, that's all you got to do. Love God and love people, and you'll be straight. You know what I mean? Thank God. Be encouraged and stand for him and against sin and evil. You stand for God, stand for good, stand for God, and you stand against sin and you stand against evil. You know what I'm talking about? Evil. The devil, he's evil, man. Put a D in front of the evil, and that's what you get, devil. You know what I'm saying? But the devil hates all humans. Hates all humans. But Jesus loves all humans. The devil is an already defeated foe, an already defeated enemy. That's why, you know, he took the legs from him and look at him as a snake. You know what I'm saying? The snake can't do nothing but slither and slide, man. Yeah, he's fast, but he ain't got no legs. He's not in his created position. You know what I'm saying? Like the amphibians or whatever, the crocodiles and stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a snake. So that's why they compare him to that, man. He's already defeated. You know, with the passion of the Christ, the snake came when the snake only comes when you're weak. The snake came when Christ was at his weakest moment praying in the garden, about to go to the cross. And he started talking to Jesus, like, yeah, who are you? No man, no one man can bear the burdens of the world, the sin of the whole world. No one man can do that. He feeding doubts to Jesus. But Jesus talked to his Father over the devil. You see what I'm saying? He didn't even address Satan. He talked to his Father instead. He knew that was Satan talking. Satan was like, wait, man, who is your Father? So God, I mean, Jesus, Father, just went ahead and talked to his Father over the devil, man. Sometimes we give the devil too many props, but this is props he's going to get from over here when hip-hop meets the Christ. You're already defeated. You're an already defeated foe, man. How in the world we letting an already defeated enemy make us scream and pull our hair out? Huh? Jesus would never be defeated. He is victorious. Embrace this Christ. Get this Jesus. Get this authority over the enemy. You know what I'm talking about? That's what Christ came to do. He came, he was manifested, brought forth to destroy the works of the enemy, to destroy what the devil did. And ain't no way in the world I'm finna represent the devil more than I represent Christ. No. When I had my back turned on Jesus, I went hard out here in the world. So now that I got Christ, I'm going extra, 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 extra times seven. Put an exponent there, you know, third, the seventh power. But I'm going crazy for the Lord, though, is what I'm saying. I'm going hard for God, just like I had went hard on the other side. You know what I'm talking about? Philippians 2. Philippians chapter number 2. Verse 9, and get ready, young G. I'm going to push play, man. I know you stay ready. You know what I'm talking about?
Philippians 2. Sure.
Matter of fact, after I finish this scripture, bro, you can jump in here. You know what I'm talking about? Philippians, the second chapter. We're looking at verses 9 through 11. That's Philippians chapter number 2, starting at verse 9. And we're going to read 9 through 11. It says, therefore, God has highly exalted him, talking about Jesus. You know what I mean? Therefore, God, let me go back to verse 8. It says, and being found in appearance as a man, as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, because he humbled himself. The Bible says, if you humble yourself, you will be exalted. But if you exalt yourself like Satan did, like Lucifer did, should I say, before he was Satan, then you will be humbled. Because Lucifer, he exalted himself. Then God humbled him down to Satan, the already defeated foe. All right? So therefore, Christ humbled himself. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, at the name of Yahshua, yeah, Jesus, though, in English, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven, and of those on the earth, and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You're going to learn today, every knee going to bow, every tongue shall confess. Either you're going to do it willingly or you're going to be forced. Because you're going to have to be like, man, that really was Jesus. That all that stuff I heard about Jesus was really true. We ain't going to be sitting over here like, man, Jesus disappointed me, man. I thought he was real. We ain't going to be none of that. None of that right now. You know what I mean? We have, Jesus has proven himself too many times to us. He said, if you don't believe me, at least believe the works. We believe him and the works. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, let God be the truth and every man be a lie. You know what I'm talking about? Young Genesis.
Right on.
Pushing play.
All right. You already know. Hey, man, check it out. You was breaking those scriptures down, man. And, break, you know, we like to break it down in simplest form, man, so even the youngest of children that's listening can understand exactly what we're talking about, man, because it defeats the purpose of us spreading the good news if the people we're spreading it to don't even understand where we're coming from. So I like to reread what Oasis just read. I like to reread it, but I'm going to read it from this English text in the study Bible that I study. And I just want to reiterate what he said, because he was amplifying the fact that God raised Jesus up and Jesus humbled himself. So I'm going to read the writing that's in this text, and hopefully we can get a listener's a clearer understanding, not from our terminology, but straight out of the word of God. And it says here, this is still Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. So God raised him to the highest place, period. Again. So God raised him to the highest place, period. Second sentence, God made his name greater than every other name. Again, God raised him to the highest place, and God is the one that made his name greater than every other name. Verse 10 says, so that every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, so we are amplifying Jesus. You understand that?
That's right.
Everyone in heaven, everyone on earth, and everyone under the earth. And everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and bring glory to God the Father. Again, like Oasis said, whether you believe in him or not, whether you accept him or reject him, whether you like him or love him, whether you hate him or adore him, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that Jesus is the Lord. And everybody is going to rejoice for the glory of Father God. So, willfully or forcefully, either way it goes, you're going to have to obey. You're going to have to give reverence to the King of Kings. You're going to have to pay homage to Christ.
All right.
You understand that?
All right.
So, all I want you to do is know that Christ did none of these things. Christ did nothing. It was the God in the Christ that did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right
why
there.
He said, why do you call me good? Christ said, don't call me good. There is none good but the Father. Huh? He let it be known. Don't worship me. Worship God that sent me. You understand? So that's why it is him that's seated at the right hand of the Father, because he makes intercession for us, because he knows how to give God all the glory and not some of it. And Satan wanted to share in that glory. And Oasis was explaining to y'all that, you know, Satan is upset with us. But let me tell you why we're at a constant, never-ending war with Satan. Okay? The reason why Satan hates the human race is because the human race is standing in his position. We have the opportunity to go back and repent to God time after time with a sincere heart, though. Not just repent to him because you think he's going to forgive you. God's looking at the motivation
right,
of your heart. So as long as your heart is pure, then God is going to honor his word, not honor you, but he's going to honor his word and accept you back and remind you, like Oasis said, hey, you don't live like this no more. You're not a slave to sin no more. You don't have to live like that no more. Christ died for you. You know what I mean? He's an advocate for you. You don't have to go through that anymore. But Satan can never, ever, 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 ever go back to God and say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And be accepted back in the heavenly places. And not only is he forever restricted to go back to those heavenly places, but he took a third of the angels in heaven with him. So that's why the demons have it out for us. That's why Satan has it out for us. Because can you imagine what it is like to go from being in heavenly places with Father God, being the angel of music, entertaining and soothing God, and ministering to God in song and instruments and harps and all of that,
right,
to now you are condemned from the kingdom of heaven? So, of course, he's going to try to get as many people to be condemned with him. But Romans 8 and 1 again, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So you
That's
have
right.
to be in Christ Jesus. You understand? Like I said, there is one God. Okay? You may pray to Muhammad. You may pray to Buddha. You may pray to whoever you may call God. But this scripture right here
said that every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. Verse 10,
that's
Philippians
right.
2, every knee will bow to the name of Jesus, even the God that you're praying to. So why don't we cut out the middleman like we used to do in the streets? Cut out the middleman and go straight to the man.
All right.
You understand that? Because every knee going to bow to the name of Jesus, not Muhammad. No disrespect to your religion, people, but you got to understand, I come to you in the spirit of love. You understand what I'm saying? The love of Christ. Huh? We ain't talking about a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Christ or any of that. We're talking about the spirit
right.
of God.
That's right.
The spirit that I come to you in. It's not about race. We believe in one race over here when hip-hop meets the Christ. That's the human race.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in one God. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of
right.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The God of David.
Mm-hmm.
The God of Daniel. Huh? The God of
mm-hmm.
Joseph, that was the Joseph that was sold into slavery. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the God of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about. That's the spirit that we come into you with. That's the God. There's one God. Again, no disrespect to all these other gods, but I will not bow. I will not confess those as God, because there is no God other than the Lord God that sits high and mighty, the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, huh? The sovereign God. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
According to Psalms 24,
mm-hmm.
the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell in, It don't say that the earth is Muhammad's. He didn't create this earth. He didn't put me here. So no disrespect, but I can't bow down to you because you wasn't there in these situations that only God has brought me out of. I can't testify from no one else's point of view. I can't testify from Oasis's point of view. All I can testify is from Genesis's point of view. Myself. And what I've gone through, and what I'm going through. And I know the name that I'm calling on. Now, if you call on that name, and I call on his name, and we can have a situation like Ezekiel and them had, and we're going to find out who God's going to show up.
That's right. That's right.
You understand?
Yes,
so
sir.
So we welcome you with the spirit of Christ. Oasis, holler at your people.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. And see, you know what I mean? This is Oasis speaking. I ain't respecting your religion. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to give you this Jesus, you know what I'm talking about? Because, you know, God ain't respecting your religion. What the heathen look like respecting that Jesus, man? That's what got us confused in the first place, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, my brother, blood brother, same mom and daddy, he chose to be Muslim, you know what I'm saying? So I don't respect his religion either, you know what I'm talking about? Because I asked him, I said, man, why everybody believe in one devil, but then when it's something out of God, it's so many different gods. And that's what sparked this whole last broadcast in this one. And he told me, this Muslim, devout Muslim, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be, whatever, you know what I'm saying, told me, like, man, you know what, man, that's true, man, that's true. Everybody believe in one devil, but then when it comes down to God, there's so many, but you still Muslim to this day. You see what I'm saying? The truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. I'm not going to beat you over the head with it, but I'm going to present it to you. You got a choice. People going hard for all this other stuff. And you think I'm finna be soft over here for the Christ? The devil is a liar, man. You know what I'm saying? The devil is a liar. You got two cheeks. He said, hey, somebody slap you on one, you turn the other one. So that means I come in peace. And he slap you on the other one, hey. Hey, but after that, bro, you ain't finna keep slapping me. I don't even know if you're gonna get away with one time. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not Christ, but I got him in me. So I do follow his promptings. You know what I'm talking about? But we all are subject to fall, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got to depend on, to lean on him as my crutch, you know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So, yeah, I represent the Christ, Jesus. That's why I won't even call none of your other God's name. There ain't no other God. That's who you made a God. God made man upright, and they sought out many schemes. As a baby, you knew who the Lord was. But then your parents taught you this foolishness or whatever, whether they taught you the truth or whether they taught you the foolishness. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, we're going to another song. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I don't care about hurting your feelings, none of that stuff like that, man. I'm not trying to be politically correct. All I'm doing is giving this truth out. You know what I'm talking about? The truth is the truth. I ain't got to explain nothing else. We'll be right back, man, when hip-hop meets the Christ.
I wake up in the morning and I get up out of bed, feeling rain coming. with a job, but I can't show a brand piece to a ball guard. Hey, if I pay the bills and they tryna get paid, we're working every day, and we still ain't got it made. That's why I continue to put it down on the mic. Dark clouds in my way, but I still gotta fight. Hey, till the next day when the sun gon' shine. You looking for the G, you can find him on the grind. I'm finding out what time, but I still must say, listen to me, real talk, things happen when you pray. It's what you do, cause it's all I gotta let it be known. Tell about the goodness I'm having on. Lord, it's what you do. Tell me so I gotta let it be known. Tell about the goodness I'm having on. Okay, now, my tummy up just a little bit more. Just in case you forgot what I came here for. I came to change the game and rearrange things. Hard to keep my head above water, but I maintain. So watch me switch the flow just a little bit. Wonder why I do it, but I do it for the story. Only because of his love, I am breathing. Thanks to his love, I survived last evening. So look at me, you think I ain't been tested. Because of my test, I deserve to be tested. I stay confessing my wrong, but I have been. Learn to repent, the age of repenting. Look at me now, I'm looking at 24. It's amazing how far grace and mercy is going with that. What you do, so I gotta let it be known to the world, so I put it down on the show. From this, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about the goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do. From this, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about the goodness on every song. Hey, when I think about the world and the shape that it's in, I gotta move quick to grab a pad and a pen. It's hard illustrating everything that I see. Yeah, I know I got my eyes open, but I still see the problem, the pack, and they just around me. They was looking for a friend, and they found Young G. If you believe me, I'm a represent for them. And God put it in me, so I gotta do it for them. I got a lot of love for people that need love. When your man needed love, God sent it from above. Was looking for a friend, so he gave me a friend. And at the same time, taught me how to be a friend. That's why. Continue to put it down with the pen. To let you know your man, understand where you've been. So let it be known I've been around, but I'm here. And God, I know you promised me that this is my year. It's what you do. For me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about the goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do. For me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about the goodness on every song. Lord, is what you do. I gotta let it be known. Tell them about your goodness on every song. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, man. What's cracking? You tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And that was my other homie over there. Yours truly over there. Young Genesis, Young G. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and tell them about that album, King. Yeah, yeah, I guess my homie, Young G, tuned out for a minute. But anyway, yeah, y'all go support that man. Support that album, man. Album called King Ordained by God. You can find it on iTunes, you know what I mean? You can find it on Amazon. You could go to takemusicgroup.com, you know what I'm talking about? And look up Genesis, G-Y-N-E-S-I-S. G-Y-N-E-S-I-S, acronym for God's Youth Needs Education, So I Speak. But his album is called King Ordained by God. You know what I'm talking about? You will not be disappointed. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we going off for the Lord. And we tell him about his goodness on every song. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't going to get scared to tell you about his goodness. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to give you this Jesus regardless. You know what I mean? They wanted to kill Christ after he finished preaching. Hey, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So you can't do nothing anyway, but, you know, because all things work together for my good. So I ain't worrying about a thing. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. God, he got my back. You know what I'm talking about? Who going to beat God? Ain't nobody been able to do it yet. And you will never be able to do it. Lucifer was the most beautiful angel, you know, in heaven. And he was not able to beat God. And he's still trying to this day. And he still can't beat God. But that's why he fooling some humans into thinking that they can beat God. He couldn't even do it. He got angels kicked out that was up there. They couldn't even do it. You know what I mean? Like I say, war broke out, and God wasn't fighting, but Michael, the archangel that worked for God, was fighting with, you know what I'm saying, against the devil and the demons. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. We up in here, man. There's only one God. There's only one true God. Let's go to John, the 17th chapter. John 17, verse 3 says, and this is eternal life. That's why we do this. That's why we ain't playing around with it. Because this only, eternal life can only be found in this. It don't matter what the other religions promise you. You know what I'm saying? All that's coming from Satan, man. You know what I'm talking about? God chose America to put his name here. That's why you were so blessed, America. But now you want to take the Bibles away and embrace and put every other religion in here to cause more confusion. So you're going to remove your foundation, and guess what's going to happen? You're going to fall. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. John 17:3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. While all other religions pull from the Bible, guess what? The Bible don't pull from no other book. Let God be the truth, every man be a liar. There is only one evil or bad force. Y'all know that. Got that down pat. A lot of folks embracing it. But there is also one good or great force. Don't get it twisted. Satan's power can't match up to, nor can it exceed God Almighty's power. That's why I can go hard like this, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why Young G can go hard like that. You know what I mean? We don't compromise. Ain't no compromising over here. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. But Satan's power cannot match up, nor can it exceed God Almighty's power. He has all the power. You know what I'm saying? All the authority. And Christ died and gave us that follow him authority over Satan's power. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We up in here, man. Let's go a few more scriptures, man. A few more scriptures. Let's go to 1 Timothy. First Timothy 2. Verse 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and humans or men, the man Christ Jesus. But you can't look at Jesus as just a middleman. You got to look at Jesus as the way that I get to God, because God is Jesus as well. You know what I mean? Jesus was 100% God, and he was in a 100% human body. That's why I say he found himself in appearance as a man, so he humbled himself even more. It was already humbling for him to be in a body as a man when he already God. So that was humbling right there. And then he found himself in a human form and humbled himself even more to the point of letting humans kill him. Yeah, so why would I be over here compromising or be ashamed of the one and only true God? Today's topic is there's only one God. So why would I be ashamed to go off for my God? You know what I'm saying? And for my Lord and Savior. Why would I respect your religions? Where did it come from? I bet it could be traced back to the roots of the Bible. Yeah, the Hebrew Bible is the most original Bible. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the English version right here. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to believe that stuff that people say, well, yeah, man rewrote the Bible and man left stuff out. And God is alive and well. If you want to know this truth, God will reveal it to you. It don't matter even if man wrote it with a wrong heart and wrote it to confuse you. God will still make it come out right to you because you want to know the truth. You want to know him. God, he loves every last one of us. Even those that embrace Satan, God still loves you. He ain't wiped you out yet. He ain't took you in that state that you're in because you're worshiping Satan. He ain't took you and condemn you yet, because you still got a chance to come to God. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, man. 1 Timothy. Chapter number 2, verse 5. For there is one God. We just read that in John 17:3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. The only true God. That's why I ain't calling out your names. Or none of that stuff. And I done ran into it and got into it with a couple of these so-called religions. I know about all of them. But that's why I can sit over here and tell you what I got ain't no religion. What I got is some fire in me. I got the Holy Spirit in me. That burns up Satan, man. You know what I'm saying? That burns him up. That's bold enough to get on here and represent him You know what I'm saying? To the full, man. 1 Timothy 2:5-7. Let me go to verse. I'm going to read 5 again. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, or between God and humans. The man. He's a man. That's right. Christ Jesus. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He gave himself a ransom for all. Verse 7 says, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ, and I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I'm not going to leave it open for you to be able to choose nobody else. You know what I'm saying? You still got a free will, so I can't mess with your free will, but I'm going to influence you to choose the truth. There is only one God and one mediator between God and his human creation, and that's Jesus. Start embracing Jesus. Leave, forsake all the rest of that foolishness, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit up here. I can't say that. I respect your religion because I don't. You don't respect the truth. So what I look like respecting your religion, shout it. You know what I'm talking about? Isaiah 7, man. And if I sound mad, you're right, because I have had it. People doing whatever and bowing down and this, that, and other, and compromising and all this stuff like that to everything else but the truth. The devil is a liar and the father of them. You got a real representative right this, right here. When hip-hop, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ, not when hip-hop meets your religion. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, he did what he did and made me a believer in my life. He did what he did. So that's why, yeah, I go hard. Believe that, man. No holds barred. Ain't scared of your threats. Ain't scared of your weapons. None of that stuff, man. Isaiah 7, I put this word on you. You know what I'm talking about? Isaiah 7, yeah, it worked too. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. This stuff right here, this Bible, sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll stick with you. You could heal from a physical wound, but this right here, you can't get rid of this. And even when you die, you're still going to have it replaying in your head. Mm-hmm. How you know? You ain't yet, but go ahead. Keep on living. You're going to see if I'm telling the truth or not. You know what I'm talking about? Isaiah 7, chapter number 7, verse 14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, because he ain't dead. We just witnessing for him. We just taking a stand for him, trusting him and obeying him. But he himself, the Lord himself, will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall get pregnant. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, while she's still a virgin. The virgin's going to do it. All right? For it's a curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Take an O out of good, you got God. Put a D in front of evil, you got devil. Refuse the devil, choose the God. Refuse the devil. Choose the God. One more time. Refuse the devil. Choose the God. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. What kind of king forsake their throne? What kind of king forsake their land? What kind of king leave the ones behind just so they can, you know, take care of themselves? You know what I'm saying? A king is the one that makes sure everybody benefits. You know what I mean? I know you got the image of kings, you know, being selfish and everybody, you know, worshiping the king and this, that, and the other. But Christ came. He came humble as you can possibly come, man. You know what I'm saying? And even when they tried to worship him, he said, worship the Father, because that's what you were created to do. You weren't created to worship angels. You weren't created to worship people who you might feel like have a better revelation of the word in you. You weren't created to worship your pastors. You weren't created to worship your teachers. You were only created to worship God, him only. You weren't created to worship your parents, your grandparents, your guardians. You weren't created to worship your sin. You weren't created to worship porn. You weren't created to worship alcohol. You weren't created to worship marijuana or Molly, meth, whatever. You weren't created to worship any of that or any thing or person. You're only created to worship God Almighty. Isaiah 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the true government, the government will be on upon his shoulders. And his name will be called, this is name, Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Not you, but his zeal. Even over here in 1 Corinthians, I'm going to go there and then we're going to get out of y'all's way. But let's go back over here what we touched on earlier in 1 Corinthians. We was reading, it was saying about how it's not those who will, nor those who run, but it's God who shows mercy. You know what I'm talking about? I know we human, you know, want to feel important and this, that, and the other. Just know that you're important to God. It don't matter if you get your props down here on this earth, man. Stop reaching for this little vain stuff anyway, man. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we come and give you this, being, you know, not politically correct, but we are correcting the truth. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. That was 1 Corinthians 15. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? Yep, we go off for the Lord. We come in love, though. But sometimes you hear the lion roar now, and we don't apologize for that. At all. You know what I'm saying? But I believe, let me see, was that in Philippians? Looking for this scripture, y'all, bear with me right quick. I just told you what it said, but I'm trying to find it so I can read it in your hearing. It was Philippians. I'm sorry, it was not 1 Corinthians, but it was Philippians, the second chapter. And go down to verse 12, and we're going to read 12 and 13. It says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Verse 13, here it is, key verse, and we'll end it with this verse. "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do." It is God who works in you both to make you want to do and the one that's doing for his good pleasure. So no, you will not get any props in this kingdom. You know what I'm saying? This kingdom is all about giving God his props. And you let God exalt you how he's going to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can stop him from exalting you. You humble yourself like Christ did before him. Walk with him, embrace him, trust him, and he will exalt you. Yeah, the world is backwards. It tells you, it teaches you to exalt yourself. You know what I'm saying? It teaches you to do that, man. But, hey, we ain't doing that over here when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. All right? And that's for real, man. Well, matter of fact, I thought that was going to be the last scripture, but it looks like we got a few more scriptures in this thing, man. Look like we got a few more scriptures in here. I don't want to cut the word of God short. I'm not going to cut the word short or anything like that. You can cut me short if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Or you can listen. But either way it go, we're going to get this Jesus. Let's go to John 12, man. The hidden gospel. John 12, 44. John chapter number 12, verse 44. Verses 44 through 50, it says, "Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me, he or she who believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me." Because he was here, you know, doing God's will, pointing to God.
not even pointing to him. You know what I'm saying? And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light unto the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. That's why I'm unapologetic. That's why I'm unapologetic, man. Because whatever he tells me to say, I'm going to say it. Whether you scry, fry your face, or whether it hit your heart, whether you like it or not, I'd rather obey God and have you mad at me and wanting to kill me than, you know, the other way around, you know, catering to you and making you feel good and then have God mad at me and God want to kill me. You know what I'm saying? There's only one devil. There's only one God. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shouts out and much love to all those that's listening. We're about to get into another song. We'll be right back in a minute. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Got a few more scriptures. I thought I was finished with them, but I got a few more scriptures, man. And hey, who don't love the Word of God? You're going to learn today. Be right back in a minute.
Here.
talking about. We up in here, man. What's crackolating? You tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to and much love to all those that's listening. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here, man. Appreciate you listening, tuning in. It's your boy Oasis. If they ask you who I am, just tell them I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody, though, about that one somebody that can save anybody. That right? Tell them I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Yeah, I ain't got to give me my props. I don't need them. You know what I'm saying? My props, my promotion and everything, exaltation come from God, man. You can't give me what he give me. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to fall short anyway. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, we up in here, man. Let's go to Isaiah 37. Get these scriptures, man. I was wondering where they was at. I thought I was kind of short there. But Isaiah 37. Isaiah chapter number 37. Shouts out much love to all those that still listening. We appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Google search that. Tell your friends. Tell your foes. Tell your family. So everybody knows. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Isaiah 37, verse number 16 says, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone. Of all the kings of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth, though. Didn't make no religion. Didn't make no earthly throne. But he made heaven and earth. Wasn't studying about this stuff on earth because he knew what was in man. He knew what was in mankind. So that's why Jesus didn't even let them take him and make him something. You know what I'm saying? Because even when they realize that you got talent, they want to take you and make you blow up, not because of your talent, but because they can benefit from your talent. Yep. We up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Isaiah 37 and 16, we just read that. Let's go to verse 20. It says, Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone. Save us from the hand of the enemy. That all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord and you alone are God. You know what I'm talking about? But God, he got my back. Yes, sir. Psalms chapter number 18. Let's go. Psalms chapter number 18. And we're going to start with verse number 27 and read a few of these verses here. Psalms chapter number 18. Starting with verse 27, it says, For you will save the humble people, but you will bring down the haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. And a troop is a crowd of soldiers, a bunch of soldiers or what have you. But it says, verse 29, Psalms 18 says, For by you, by God, having my back, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven time and time again. He is a shield to all who trust in him. That's why you can't do nothing. Because he is a shield to all those who trust in him. Can't do nothing to me because I trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Don't forget, you have to depend on God. It is God who arms me. It is God who arms you with strength. And it is God who makes your way perfect. That's Psalms 18, verses 27 through 32. And we still going to stick with Psalms. And let's go to Psalms chapter number 72. We're going to go to Psalms chapter number 72. We're going to start with verse 4 and read 4 through 9. Psalms chapter number 72, verses 4 through 9.
about to cut off live, but, you know, as you know, we always in that archive. We're available in that archive if you want to catch the end of the broadcast or catch it, whatever part you missed. Psalm 72, verse number 4, we're going to read 4 through 9. It says, "He will bring justice to the poor of people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor." I'm going to read that again. "He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will bring justice to the poor. He will save the children of the needy. And he will also break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure. Throughout all generations." Can't get rid of Jesus. "He shall come down like the rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days, the righteous shall flourish, and abundance of peace, until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust." That's what happens when you become an enemy of God. Told you, Lucifer fell all the way to the devil, and to look at him in the physical like a snake, you know what I'm saying? His enemies will lick the dust, and that's what happened to Satan, the serpent, in the beginning of time in Genesis. He, on his back, he went, and he was, to this day, he still licks the dust of the earth. You know what I'm talking about? That's the already defeated foe. Now, let's skip down to verse 17. And it says, this is Psalms chapter number 72, verse 17 through 19. It says, "His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. Matter of fact, all nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." Yeah, we give you more scriptures, man. We about finished. You know what I'm saying? Got a few more. Psalms, the next chapter, which is 73, start with verse 25. And it says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart, and he is also my portion forever. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. It is good for you to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord, that I may declare all of your works." I have put my trust in the Lord so that I can declare and be an effective witness for him. 1 Timothy. Moving right along, man. 1 Timothy 4. We're going to look at verse 10. It's 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Verse 10 says, "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God." That's why. "Because we trust in the living God, we both labor and suffer reproach." And reproach is, you know, though blaming you and don't want to be around you and all that, can't stand you. "Because we trust in the living God," man, "who is the Savior of all men, who is the Savior of all humans, especially of those who believe." I like that verse. It's 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe." get this Jesus. Let's go to Revelation 5, and then we got two more verses after this, two more scriptures after this, and that's going to be it, man. Promise you, we're going to let you go this time, for real. Revelation 5, though. Let's go to Revelation 5. We're going to look at verse 12. Revelation is the fifth chapter. Verse 12 says, worthy is the Lamb. We're talking about there's only one God. All right? We got the, there's only one devil far down pack. All of us humans, all across the board, no matter what you believe in, you still believe in just one devil. But then when it comes down to God, why you got to have another God from the Bible? Come on, man. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. He is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power. Worthy is the Lamb to receive riches. Worthy is the Lamb to receive wisdom. Worthy, he is worthy to receive strength. The Lamb is worthy to receive honor. And he is worthy to receive glory that we should be giving him. And he is worthy to receive blessing because he did not get up on the cross and die for his sins, but he got up on the cross and died for our sins. All right? Y'all keep a marker right there in Revelation because we're going to come back to Revelation after we read this and we're going to end with that in Revelation. But let's go over here to Luke, the 10th chapter. We'll look at Luke, the 10th chapter. We're going to look at verse number 18. Luke 10 and 18. And it says, and he said to them, Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents. I give you the authority to trample on scorpions. And I give you the authority over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have the anointing on you. You know what I'm talking about? So Jesus himself, he saw Satan fall like lightning from his created position in heaven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything was made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. So, yeah, I go ham for the Christ. You know what I'm saying? I go crazy for him. You know what I'm saying? Revelation 21. We got to get up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, that's still tuned in, man. You know what I'm talking about? Getting this Jesus. Revelation, the 21st chapter, we're going to look at verse number 4 and verse number 5. And it says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The one and only true God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, Jesus is the one saying this. I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So, Father, thank you for allowing us to come before you and your people again. Thank you for revealing yourself again as well through this broadcast, Father. We pray that you are pleased with our praise, that your will continue to be done in our lives, Father. Continue to lead us and guide us and grow us, Father, in your kingdom and the ways of you. In the name of Jesus, help us to be bold. Live boldly, represent you boldly, and obey you boldly. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Continue to represent and show up and do what you do in our lives as well. Make us into who you want us to be, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, and I pray that those that's listening, that those that have listened, that, you know, you water the seed that has been planted, Father, and bring them even closer to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, man, we up in here, man. We'll end with this final thought right here. It's strange. You know, I find it real strange how people believe and take other humans' words and so-called facts and believe them more than the Almighty God who created it all. I find that very strange. You know, how people believe and take other humans' words and so-called facts and believe them more than the Almighty God who created it all. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus the Christ, whom you have sent. To him be glory forever and forever. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Tune into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening and that listen. We really do appreciate you, all right? So we're going to get up out of here, man. I'll leave y'all with this song playing, man, by yours truly, your boy Oasis, man. And I'm going to go ahead and play, let's see. Yeah, right. Our only hope is Christ. I'm going to play Our Only Hope is Christ, man. Hope you listen to the words. We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, man. Y'all continue to pray for us. You know what I'm saying? Everything will be up and running more smoothly, momentarily. You know what I'm talking about? But regardless, the main thing, we're going to keep the main thing, and that's getting this Jesus to you. That's why we have so many scriptures, all right? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by this word of God. We out. Peace.
Niggas on the 33, but I'm picking up some bricks and throwing them right at them, watching them catch. Just how I just mess up the status, it really do matter about our only hope, King, Lord and Savior, the one who makes the devil change all of his evil behavior. Yes, while we've been messing with his people, man, I don't need to keep you. You come this way if you want to, and the Christ gon' meet you. I'm calling you out, and at the same time, I'm gon' shout about our only hope, can you cope, man? I've been broke, my plans didn't have him. I was trying to do my own thing, and then he changed, alive in my life, show me he really paid the price. Are we gon' stand and be children? No God, I hide like Mike. Thank you, Father, for giving me all of your truth. Now I'm gonna share it with whoever will listen to you. Because since you came alive in my life this night, I tell them not to trust in man, but put all I hope in Christ. Trust in all I need to keep a man think twice. Oh Lord, I put my trust in someone who can't give life, who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as night. Be for real, here's the deal, I only hope is right. Trust in politicians, keep a man think twice. Oh Lord, I put my trust in someone who can't give life, who breathe the same air as me, heart's cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, I only hope it's Christ. Black man for president, is this a God sin? If it is, I know one thing, man, we really at the end of bad ways. We were treated, even now still is. This last year, there was even war between our kids. Genesis, don't forget, who are you playing with? Man, you probably didn't see, but the Lord saw all of it. He told his friend Abraham that he had his back, and after harsh bondage and oppression, he proved his back. Don't get mad at us, it's bigger than me and you. It's our time to shine. He brought us to respect his truth. Even slaves on the spiritual throne to give us hope. Not that we free physically, all we do is hope or sell dope. Nah, there's gotta be more than what they offer in this life. I heard about a book that cut sharper than the two heads tonight. I opened it up, got into it, and Jenny took his life. Slice of my own life, but that's quite alright. I know my flesh got to die, but I always find hope in Christ. Flesh got to die, but I always hope in Christ. The politician, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in someone who can't give life? Who breathes the same air as me, heart's cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, I only hope it's Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in someone who can't give life? Who breathes the same air as me, heart's cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, I only hope it's Christ. Father, keep me in this, your will be done on the earth. You got kindness, mercy, and great ass freezer from the earth. We go through a lot as a people, not talking about the human race. The black man gets no mercy with this pain. Conspiracy, I ain't studying the trap that's in for me. deep, cause I said, let me know. Know it gon' work if it's when you see. Lord, help me to reach with it. No more coins, I only hope you are always with the seat. No need to hang us from a roof and behind your clip with strip. And some of us got out of strip. And some made it all the way to your way. We all should do the same thing and get with you, cause we ain't seen nothing that is crazy as these days. It's all about your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done. Help them to realize that the fact that you need to run from. But you need to run your way so you can lead that guy. The head of life and have a look for us and you, we can't hide. Stay the truth and make time. It's not the change we need. I'm just gonna take back our commitment against the world. We will agree. Free. Because the world is full of greed. Trust your politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in someone who can't give life? Who breathe the same fear as me, his heart is cold as ice. See, for real, here's the deal, I only look at Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in someone who can't give life? Who breathe the same fear as me, his heart is cold as ice. See, for real, here's the deal, I only look at Christ. I only look at Christ. Yeah, think twice. I only hope it's Christ. Oasis. That's how it's going around here. Here. I'm just going to sit back and watch for Jesus because the world is full of greed. I'm just going to sit back and watch with Jesus because this world is full of greed.